be with me.
It's just me and you, wish you gon' ride to the end. It's just me and you, and I ain't worried about your friends. It's just me and you, don't be messing with my head. It's just me and you, and I ain't tryna be your friend. Shorty so bad, shorty so nice. I really like your smile, I can fuck you all night. Shorty so bad, shorty so nice. I really like your smile, I can fuck you all night.
I know I did you wrong, but can we put it in the past? You wasn't right either, we was moving too fast. When we ain't talking, yeah, you put me in my bag. I'm just tryna get it, I'm just tryna chase a bag. But when we start talking, yeah, we always getting mad. You was independent, you was getting to your cash. Gave you all I had, but it really didn't last. Do you even love me? I shouldn't even have to ask.
Yeah. You're now tuned into me. $1 worth of game. I'm Wallo 267. This is
Gilly the King.
Gilly the King, man. Listen, you just listen to Me and You, man. Song of the Week, man. Prophet Rolex, man. Check that out, man. Rolex, not Lex.
Rolex.
You know, because people say, oh, damn, that's a Rolex. No, it's Rolex. And this $1 million worth of game is brought to you by Springfield Hyundai. Now, listen, man. The thing about Springfield Hyundai is this. They're always trying to help people in any type of way. If you go to Springfield Hyundai and you give my man Backdoor Bobby, you're going to go through the front door. He's going to take you out the back door, and you're going to be driving, and you came walking. You probably got public transportation. You probably got off a bus. You might have been walking with your sneakers.
Or maybe Uber.
Or maybe an Uber, maybe a Lyft. That's the same companies, though. It really don't matter. Even one of them, I didn't mean to give them a plug, but we gave them a plug, so we can't take back that we gave them a plug. Right. But Springfield Hyundai is the real plug. Because when you walk in there, you're saying to yourself, oh, I don't have any credit. Listen, they don't approve credit. They approve people. They always were giving people a chance, rebuilding their credit, going in there. Listen, you go in there, and they're going to hook you up in different type of ways. And the way you get hooked up and the way you start it, because it's in Springfield, Pennsylvania, is 844-9-DROP-NOW. That's where you go, 844-9-DROP-NOW. Bad things happen to good people. So your credit might be messed up. You probably got the credit, though. Oh, free money, huh? And mess your credit up, and now you hit. But if you got a job, they're going to help you. They're going to help you rebuild, and they got different programs over there that's going to take you, get you in that car, number one, and also help build your credit up. You go there, you mention, mention Backdoor Bobby, and you get a car, they're going to give you some free iPod. AirPods, whatever that is, I don't wear them. I like the ones with the cord because they don't fall on me. People always say, "Damn, Wallo, why you don't wear the AirPods?" Because when I'm jumping up and down, they fall in zooey holes and stuff when I'm doing my videos. It's not that I just don't got time for them, but they're going to give you some over there. They ask me, "Damn, Wallo, you want some? Because you no, I don't want none." Get them to the people that come there. When you go there and you ask for backdoor Bobby, they're going to hook you up when you purchase a car,
so,
or whatever.
Basically, you're saying there's a lot of people right now that sit home on their couch. They don't have a car.
No,
they're on
their
way to work.
They're at work, yeah.
They don't have a car, but they make money.
Make a lot
of money.
But
their credit is a 400. And they think, I can't get a car because my credit is a 400, and I know I'm not going to get approved. So what you saying, at Springfield Hyundai, that don't matter?
It don't matter, Springfield Hyundai. They're going to bless you. I mean, you're going to come through there, holler at Backdoor Bobby. They're going to bless you. And on your way home, driving in your car, you're going to be listening to your music from your whatever phone you got. Apple phone. I got a car. You're going to be outside. You're going to call your friends. Hey, I got a car.
Okay.
You know, I got a car. I was walking. Oh, you got a car now? Where you get a car from? Springfield Hyundai. Who you went to? Backdoor Bobby. And he hooked me up with some AirPods, so I'm happy.
Okay.
I mean, Springfield Hyundai, 844-9-DROP-NOW.
One more time.
Springfield Hyundai, 844-9-DROP-NOW. That's my radio voice.
Like, 9-DROP-NOW.
9-DROP-NOW. This is all that type of stuff.
Let's get into $1 million worth of game. Recently, I seen a little clip of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
What happened?
And Kanye was telling her kind of, you know, basically, you know, how you dress, you know, he didn't say insecure, but he kind of said insecure. Like, it makes me feel like, you know, and she kind of rebuttal, well, you know, you built me up. You know, you built me up to believe in myself and be this person. And now that I'm this person, you kind of have a problem with it now. Is it ever a situation where your woman could be too sexy and make you insecure?
You want a woman that's just like beautiful. Everybody want their woman to be beautiful. They want them to be dressed nice. They want them to be smelling good. You know what I mean?
But she did.
But what was the issue?
But she did. I guess how she dressed, the sexy pics.
I'm not for everything.
Okay, I'm not saying
you
for everything.
So what your woman can do?
I know this. I might be an old school nigga, but I don't fuck with the, like, the shirt that's basically a clear shirt and they nipples is just, their titties is just straight out. It's basically
Listen,
you know the screen door? You know how, like, a house got a screen door? You notice them shirts they wear where it's like, it's just a clear shirt.
But you still see the nipples poking through?
I mean, no, it's not even that you see, it's literally like a window with just titties there, but they be like, well, it's something in front of it, but it's like, it's literally, I see your titty, the areola, the whole thing. I don't even understand how that's like clothes.
Question, let me ask you a question.
So V popped up on you with the window shirt, you're mad. No,
but it's an important question. You're missing a point question.
So wait, you not leave.
You telling me if Tootie walk out the house with her titties out, you cool with it?
But this one,
I ain't leaving because of the shirt.
Yeah, you would.
But I'm gonna say this though. Yeah, you would. I'm gonna say this.
Let me ask you a question. The squirt, not
these
shirt.
These titties, right? Is they owned by her?
Listen.
Did you purchase these titties?
First off, it's my girl, so I own it. So what I'm telling you is, you telling me you let April walk. You'll let April walk get on the gram with her nipples just out.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, you own the.
Yeah.
Oh, he's front.
Oh, that's sneaky.
But listen, this
mine. That's mine.
Okay.
We're not here.
This
is crazy.
See, the moment of silence.
Owner. He said, I own it.
Hey!
Wait.
A nigga's about to die. Yeah. Let's get a moment of silence for Devin Wade.
Yeah. The owner.
How do I
say goodbye to what we had? Hold on, let me remix it. Dev is dead. Ooh. V killed him. Ooh. He thinks he's his slave master.
No.
I own her. Ooh. I bought her to my titties. It's my body. She can't do nothing. If she wears a shirt that's breast and if titty showing, I'm going to kill her. I'm going to tell you, I mean, everybody going to get killed. The person that sold his shirt, I'm going to kill him too. All that type of shit.
Oh, man.
He just flipped out. He flipped out.
Didn't he?
But no, the whole thing is, I want my woman to dress sexy. I love that. That's
absolutely.
I don't think you should be like, if you got beauty, I want you to smell good. I want you to look good.
Absolutely.
People's going to look at your woman. They're going to lust after your woman.
That part's
that's
cool.
Reality.
That,
so what?
That's what
that's
you
mine.
Want.
I'm, you know, she's getting blazed and glazed every night by me. I don't care.
He might just not want her to be like Amber Rose coochie out on Instagram.
But that's what I'm saying is, Kim, I think she done had some pics out where she was kind of naked, like, right?
A book or something. I'm not sure.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of started off with her.
Okay, she been like that.
So since you own V, what is V allowed to post on Instagram and what is she not allowed to post?
I mean, she could post whatever she want, but she's not going to be naked on, like, literally her titties,
okay,
nipples
so let me
out.
Ask you a question. So if she was chilling somewhere and her girlfriend put the phone on it. Okay, I'm with my bitch. Mm. And V threw her hands on her knees. She started twerking.
I don't even give a fuck about that
okay,
shit.
Just, okay, yeah. Okay, cool. Nah. All right. So if she take a picture with she on the bed and she on her knees and she looking
in the
back.
Buck. She in the buck.
And naked?
No, in the buck. Like on fours.
Yeah, she on four and she took a picture.
Listen, I don't care about that type shit, man.
Okay. See, me and you totally different.
No, I don't care about that.
Me and you totally different.
Like, I'm a photographer. I'll take the picture. Like, I'm a photographer.
I understand.
That's
that.
Art? Okay. Is that art to you?
Okay, let me understand. Let me understand this.
So being naked is art?
No. Everybody got their individual rules. Y'all niggas might be cool with y'all girls' titties. Literal titties, not cleavage.
He's a vicious titty boy.
No, we understand. This is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm saying, right? If... I'm not all the way cool with certain shit. Like, for me, bitch, if you ain't a Victoria's Secret model or you don't get paid to take pictures in your panties, why the fuck would you be taking pictures in your panties and posting them on Instagram?
Trying to catch.
To me, that's a thirsty fishing. Bitch. That's a bitch that needs to obey her thirst. She needs a Sprite. You feel what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, okay, I'm scrolling down, two on all fours looking back at the camera and taking a picture. Bitch, the fuck you took that picture for? I'm confused. You know what? Stay in that position so when I get home, I'm kicking your ass.
Let me ask you a question.
What the fuck? Why would a woman that do makeup on Marvel movies and all these companies just say, I'm going to jump on all fours. A mother.
Get in the book.
A mother of two kids that's grown in college and high school, oh, I'm just going to throw my panties on, get on all fours, turn around and look at the camera and take some pictures and post on Instagram. It's like, bitch, how's your brain operating out here?
So you kicking
the butt.
So you
let
so,
me ask
so
you two kicking questions. A woman. I got an interesting question. Is titty fuck still in style? Because I see you, I'm asking you because you always you're
yeah, I mean first off
Tune only got the eight cups.
And,
so
yeah, my girl,
is that still in style?
I mean,
I just rubbed my dick on a what's this called?
The Cleveland part. Is no, that
the
Cleveland?
Sternum was the,
did you
the
say Cleveland? Did you call it Cleveland?
Whatever it is. The chest
this,
part.
This nigga with his words. He was like, yo, I fucked her right between her Cleveland.
What's this called? The sternum?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I tried to do a titty fuck before. I just was rubbing my dick up and down the chest.
I don't think titty fucking was ever really in style. I think that's strictly
that shit.
I think
it's
strictly
about?
I think that's strictly a pornography thing.
No,
and you was really in the porn.
Wait. You never got a good titty fuck?
I said it wasn't in style.
Shit, as a young boy, I made love to a bitch's titties.
I love it.
Nigga, we perverts.
What is wrong with you? I gave that bitch the...
We tripping. That was
he ain't never
that
give a bitch the jerk and squirt. He ain't never give a bitch the jerk and squirt.
Hey,
first of all, when she puts them titties together and she holds the hand right there and trapped the dick right in between the, oh my goodness, I'm about to squirt you down. Sure, it's about to be calamine lotion time.
I'm about to
lube your neck down
squirt,
with some Jergens.
He said squirt, squirt.
This is like a ride at Great Adventures. A wild one. It's wet and wild. The wet and wild titty ride.
Come to Great Adventures and do the new wet and wild titty ride.
That's crazy, man. You know, it's just like, that's just crazy, man. A lot of things is playing
off
out.
Dev had all flat chest bitches.
No, Dev don't play that. He bought them, Jones. He'll buy them.
Yeah, but
he buy them in a minute.
Okay, how
tell
you
him,
buy
Dev.
Some titties and ain't never even had a proper titty fuck?
Nobody
yeah,
said
how you buying, Joe?
How y'all remixing stories?
What you purchase titties?
How y'all remixing?
Or what if you ever bought some, what if you bought a chick some titties, she came back with her nipples crooked?
What do you
that's
do?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Bitch come back, her nipples pointing out this.
That's crazy.
I've seen some bad titty jobs before, dog. Some yeah, real bad ones.
Because these bitches be going, flying to the Dominican Republic, getting their titties done in a motherfucking Holiday Inn Express.
And I think it's because
$49.99
at the chicken farm.
By Roberto, by
they be
Dr.
Going to get their joint by, they be going to get their joints done at the chicken farm.
I think it's because they trying to go from straight flat chested to like two big titties, and they joints be like sitting where their shoulders be at. Like they be far apart.
No, the problem is they fly to the Dominican Republic. They lay
1500.
Up. In, listen, they lay up in a Holiday Inn Express for 2 days. Dr. Roberto Rodriguez. You got to make sure when you say his shit, you got to make sure
listen,
you run
giving,
the R's.
He giving him too much
Rodriguez.
He giving too much credit. I know bras that fly to the nearest Latino neighborhood in a city. Walk yeah. to the and get it hooked up.
Because I've seen some phenomenal jobs
all,
done from the
all,
Dominican
all,
Republic.
Okay, first of all, let me just say this. First of all, let me just say this.
And get hooked up.
Let me just say this.
I haven't seen it.
Let me just say this. It's a reason why the bitches fly to the Dominican Republic.
Why?
Because it's fucking cheap. All right? So if they say, oh, I can drive up here, but it's going to be $6,000, $7,000, or I can get me a $400 flight, go to the Dominican Republic and spend $2,000 and come back with some crooked set of titties.
No, he told about the people that be putting fixer flat in the ass and all types of shit like that in the hood.
Oh, yeah. Them bitches doing that right like up City Line Avenue.
Yeah, they be dying.
They doing that shit right across the street from Power 99.
Shit, crazy.
Yeah, they right across the street from Saks. That hotel right across the street from Saks on City Line Avenue. Yeah, them bitches be running
think,
in there getting that fixer flat in their ass.
I think you're telling a little too much information. Like, it might be a bus or a rate. Like, I don't think you should have said all that.
They don't rate hotels.
You're a rat. That was a rat move. Rat. He's a rat. Dilly's a rat. Everybody put it out there. He's a rat.
The fuck out of
he told, he's hating because girls getting titties. He told on the titty, on the titty surgeon. He ratted on a titty surgeon.
On the local titty guy.
The local titty
the
guy.
Underground
titty.
Titty
guy like that rat ass nigga. That nigga's a rat. He tell anybody he told on me. Nobody even knew.
I got titties for the low.
hey, he just got to change his location.
He mad as shit. That ass nigga. He hating it.
Bargain titties. Bargain breast is crazy.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. Who's the top five most influential people in hip hop of all time? And listen, before I don't give a fuck who y'all add in. The most influential, the most influential single handedly, the number one most influential person in hip hop of all time. You niggas can name the other four, but the nigga that's number one, Dr. Dre, by far.
Oh, what the
Dr. Dre was in a group that had some shiny fucking jackets on. What was them niggas called? Back in the early
before
80s.
You turn off
the lights, I want one thing understood.
Wrecking Crew?
World Crash Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
Right?
He left them niggas, went with NWA.
Complete switch.
Yep.
Complete switch.
Matter of fact, it was a halfway switch. Hold on. It was a halfway switch because he joined them and he was talking about, I don't smoke weed or sex because it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage. And then his next album was The Chronic, nigga.
Okay, but cool. But.
No. Niggas for life. It was straight out of Compton, then Niggas for Life. Yeah. So he did switch his game about the I don't smoke weed or cess.
Okay.
And he started, my hepatitis, he went over there.
Right.
Okay. He went over there and started going in, so it was different.
Right.
He got a little hard. And then Easy spanked him. Easy, once again, know industry route number 4,080. Record companies, people are shady.
Right.
So who said that? Him.
So I don't know, but listen.
Q-Tip.
Oh, that's why I don't know. Listen.
So using, don't disrespect Tip.
I didn't disrespect Tip, but it's I didn't listen to Q-Tip. I told you
it's
niggas
a vibrant
that.
Thing.
You see how y'all just said.
Bob.
Who sang that? I don't know. I never heard that line in my fucking life.
It's a classic.
Okay,
a classic.
Cool. But the nigga
go ahead.
Helped build up Ice Cube,
mm-hmm.
Eazy-E,
mm-hmm. Producer,
Yella,
Ran.
Hold on.
Then he left.
Left them niggas was dead pop, stolen car broke, fucked up, went to death row.
Got with Suge.
Build up a $1 billion company. Responsible for Snoop, the Dog Pound, Tupac, right?
The second coming version. Over
there. Yeah, second version of Tupac.
Absolutely.
Reincarnated. That was mm-hmm. Reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle A.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Left them. Dead popped. Fucked up.
Nothing.
Y'all keep the money. I don't want to keep the money. I just want my freedom. Went to Aftermath.
Started Aftermath. Mm-hmm. Came
Built
out with the
up.
Firm. Didn't he do the firm?
Yep.
He did the firm.
He did, but don't count that one. Just skip over that.
Eminem.
Damn. Nas was involved. Voxie Brown.
I get it.
Eminem.
Yes.
50 Cent.
Oh, yeah, that was game.
Crazy.
Say no more.
The Game.
Off to the Races.
Yep.
Him and Jimmy Iovine said, Beats by Dre. That was classic.
You killed him.
Put a beat together. Like, and still around here right now.
Then he come back with Beats by Dre.
He getting it.
Number one headphones in the world. This nigga has been constantly evolving since 1984.
So I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna connect with Gil. I understand where you're going. Nobody has came along. Dre is in a whole nother atmosphere. Dre,
yes.
Ice Cube, Ice-T, LL, where you was in a time that don't exist no more and you're still relevant today and you're making money off initial moves that you made in the 80s.
Yes. But he's
right.
making moves. He's making money off of new moves. The fact that
off
he's got
new
moves still. He always okay. got a new move.
So I say Dr. Dre's number one. Who's number two?
He is
Cube.
Definitely
it
number
gotta
one.
It got to be Cube. Friday franchise.
Mm.
It got to think about it.
Friday. Influential. I think we should name some people and then move. Then you'll be able to move the list around. Because I think influential, even though he might not be the same now.
I think
now,
number
Hove.
Two is Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
Oh,
Hove.
You're talking about next year. I can't forget Hove. I'm seeing because you know why I got stuck in the time.
Hove was changing how people was dressing, how people was rapping.
Hove.
How niggas was talking before songs. Niggas.
And I'm not, when I say influential, I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about as far
everything.
As being an influence on somebody else's life
right.
as
period.
Well.
Period.
Yeah, Hove is major in that.
But
period.
Hove didn't put half the niggas on.
No.
That Dre did.
Dre put the most people on, you saying?
Yes.
Out of everybody, Dre?
Yes.
But for Philly, Hove did us wonders.
All right, what about Master P?
We ain't
P?
Talking about
we
ain't Philly.
We talking about the world. What about Master P?
Master P is, I think Master
his
P
blueprint
is.
Blueprint was
I
legendary.
I think Master P is.
He got to be on that list. And one of the reasons I say Cube, because you got some young person right now watching Friday.
The Ice Cube's definitely.
He sparked a lot of career.
I'm putting Ice Cube number five.
He sparked. We hear you jump numbers, but it's some.
Yeah, I
people.
See because he's trying to fill.
But he's trying to fill it. But Cube, think about this. He had Chris Tucker in the joint before he even blew.
Mm-hmm.
He put a lot of people in his movies.
Michael Blackston.
He put a lot of people in his movies. Gave a lot of people
Day-Day.
Jobs. Day-Day.
Mike Epps.
And my man Cat Williams. He started, a lot of people was getting money because of his initial. Come on.
No, that's real.
Like, and he did all these other movies.
Uh-huh.
Like, had a great solo career.
Yeah.
His solo rap career after he left NWA was legendary.
Right.
He stayed relevant all the way through.
All right. The way.
And then you got people like Ice ain't probably big as that, but the fact that Ice and LL, they still around.
I don't got Ice T in there.
Nah.
No, he ain't got
I got LL in the top 10.
Mention him, LL. I mean, this and third, Diddy. Where Diddy
those at? Good mentions. Tupac, man.
Diddy got to be.
Diddy did a lot of stuff.
Third.
Yeah.
So is Dre, Hov, Diddy. Who? Fourth.
Mm. So you going by mainly big power moves that pushed
Master
it?
Master P, where Master P at? He not in that, he ain't number four?
Pac really touched the culture on a different level.
I know, but I'm talking about like still here, rest in peace of Pac.
Oh, okay, so Biggie. You're not counting anybody past.
Rest in peace of Pac, Biggie, Big L, Big Pun.
But they didn't really have a chance to grow.
Run DMC.
You know what I'm saying? They wasn't here
no
long
females on this list?
To be DJ. Able to... They wasn't here long enough.
I didn't mean to say
enough.
Run DMC like that. I didn't mean to say Run DMC.
No. I was going to say, if you looking at a fashion standpoint, style for hip-hop culture is Jam Master J. Because they got that whole
how y'all feel about How do y'all feel about Russell Simmons?
Oh, Russell. Russell went there. Russell was a 4-5 of a lot of things.
Russell way up there.
Let me tell you something.
Okay, let's go top 10. So the starting five is Dr. Dre. Jay-Z. Old, mm-hmm.
Diddy.
Russell Simmons.
Mm-hmm. You said five.
P.
No, you said five was
Master
Ice Cube.
P.
You said Ice Cube was five.
I got to put Master P in front of Ice Cube.
Word?
What?
Yes, because let me tell you why.
Master let P me put tell a lot you of why. People on.
Let me tell you why. Not only did Master
a shitload
P
shitload of people
put a lot of people. No, it's a tie for five. Master P and Cube. Ice Cube. Bang. Right? Because Master P really, he really was. What he did was really more influential than any of them niggas.
Because of the independence?
He just didn't last as long as a lot of them lasted as far as going on to the movies. And
he had some movies. He had a lot of independent movies.
Yeah, but they wasn't as big as Friday and shit like that. Because he was the first motherfucker to say, I'm banking on myself.
All the way.
Fuck y'all. I just want a 15% distribution deal.
Yeah.
Just distribute my shit. I'm banking on myself in a time where niggas never banked on themselves.
Mm-mm.
They always relied on a label. He said, I'm my own label. I just need distribution from you motherfucker. And he...
It was 85-15, right?
And he fucked the game.
If we making a real list, then we still gotta separate the two. We can't let them share a slot. Ice Cube.
No, you got. Because they about equal.
Ice Cube wrote those songs too for N.W.A. All most of them bars, even for them other guys. That's a big push up.
It is. But what I'm saying is the difference
that's
is
historical shit.
The difference is where Master P catches up. They came in the game as artists. I just broke down how Dre went to all them labels. Dre didn't get his own shit until four labels.
Master P
in.
Came in independent.
Master P came in out the gate. Like when a time where the record labels was like, let's just take 15%
and I'm gonna say something.
Absolutely.
Can I this say something? Nigga's not gonna do what he think he's gonna do.
And can I say something?
And that nigga was selling millions of records on an independent standpoint before anybody was doing that shit.
Circuit 1995. Me, him, Dice Raw. We're in the studio 2020. My man's studio, North Philly, Bavery Ave. I played Master P. I was all the way up on my SP in 95 because of this. Rap Pages magazine. I seen an article on him. Back then, one of the rap joints, I think it was Joe and T Rats, whatever, they was playing Master P song, him and King George, TRU, on the videos. I'm like, damn. And then I seen it in the magazine. I said, let me go get this tape. Went down there, downtown, got this tape, was banging it. Master P and them, TRU, all that stuff. Him, Dice. And if you don't cut that shit off, that shit trash.
I believe you.
Told me it was trash.
I believe you.
I was a dude, Gil, to tell you, I was a hip-hop boy that always knew hip-hop. Eat every coast. I listened to E-40, Spice One, Drew Down, Rapping Forte, you name it. I listened to them. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, I don't care who, Richie Rich, I don't care. I was into the Bay. And they used to be over there like that in the Bay a little bit, Richmond area, Master P and all them, even though they was from New Orleans. But I peeped that whole independent movement, Southwest Distribution. I knew about Murder Dog. It was a lot of stuff that I read that was independent because I was always like, we going to do our thing on a major figure level. Because that was my whole thing was me and Gil rap, but Gil didn't really think it was serious. I knew this rap shit was, I'm like, yo, cuz, there's money in this shit. He used to be like, we could do it, but I'm like, no.
There's money in this dice game we're about to rob, too.
And I'm like, listen.
I can see the money.
I'm like, no.
I can see it right there. It's about 12,000 out here.
I'm reading stuff that these dudes
this
is
shit
doing.
Shit going to take 30 seconds.
I'm reading shit that dudes is doing independently, and I'm like, yo, we got to get a logo. Once it came with the name, I'm like, we got to get a logo. We got to get this. We got to get that. Because I'm seeing this shit is easy. Like, even today, if we had the things that they had today, how easy it is, like, you can set up your whole label in 20 minutes. Get your LLC, get your tax ID number. I'm just saying, like, get a logo done on Fiverr or somewhere. I'm talking about everything. Get your merch done. Get a website done. All today. Right now today, off of this phone, connecting with a couple apps, a couple people, I can set up my whole label today. Set up my publishing. Set up everything. Everything right here. And I'm talking about to be on paperwork. Once right. I get that paperwork back, the LLC, go open up the bank account, bang, come back. So I'm looking at Master P like, this dude is the shit, Gil. I probably was the only dude in Philly listening to Master P. This circa 1995. He told me, and if you don't cut that nut shit off.
I believe you. I believe you 100%. Absolutely.
Let's forget, too, that Ice Cube just, I'm comparing it to what Gil talked about when he was talking about Dre. Remember, Cube got fucked over in that deal, was the first one to bounce and leave. They thought he wasn't going to do it over there,
right.
And he still popped, so it's just like,
He was
okay,
with priority.
So let's get to the top five. We got them. Who's number six? 50 Cent.
50's a legend.
Oh, he's that nigga.
No, Eminem come before 50 Cent.
No.
But the Vitamin Water Trumpy?
Vitamin Water, Power, BMF, fucking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These
niggas doing everything. This nigga got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 movies to fuck
Eminem
out.
Probably made a lot of white people rap, bro.
He did. But Eminem.
Was a lot of. He was smart enough to go get 50.
Yeah, but at the end of the day.
He believed in 50 when 50 was an underground rapper.
At the end of the day, 50 Cent meant more to the culture than Eminem.
He did.
So we could put Eminem right behind 50 if y'all want. But right behind him is Drake.
Powerful.
And right behind
super
them
powerful.
Is Cash Money.
What about Jay Prince?
Jay Prince.
What about, we got to name some other people because we got Russell, we got all them out of the way. Diddy, Russell,
hold
all
on,
them
hold on, the way. You said Cash Money, listen. Do you want to say Baby? You want to say Baby?
No, yeah. It's cool. No, he going to respect
right. I'm just saying, say right. Baby.
But listen, Baby and Cash Slim, the brothers, but this, let me explain something to you. We got to get deals, we mentioned them, because we mentioned some honorable mentions of the Jay Prince, the Tony Drapers. These people that was making that independent move. Tony Draper, the Jay Princes. These dudes was major in a Suave House record. Like, these dudes was major in a joint.
See, Tony Draper is the one who took Cash Money over to Universal.
Mm-hmm. And Tony Draper is also the one that had 8-Ball and MJG.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like
Steve Rifkin is a white dude, and he
Steve
put a
loud,
lot of...
We can't forget
loud
Steve
is crazy.
We're not going to forget Steve Rifkin. We cannot forget him. Loud Records... I'm talking about that power with a lot. Wu-Tang, man. Just say Wu. Just say Mobb Deep. Like, just them two alone. Wu-Tang as a group and Mobb Deep was on Loud Records. That's just like.
What do you think about the way that the RZA figured out how to make them sign a deal and then every single
person got a solo
deal?
That's what we did, too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's smart. I think for real, a lot of times if people just went, like, it's cool to just be rapping these days. All right, it's cool. But if somebody that's doing anything in the music thing, if they go back and tap into history and get all them resources and all that game, because think about this. If I'm from any city in America, right, and I rap, and I say, I'm going to go to 4 or 5 different sections of the city, go get somebody to rap, and we're going to form a group, form like Voltron, get a universal name, a universal logo that everybody can mess with, and now we snatching all this. And what we're going to do is we're going to form like Voltron and grab all the energy from a whole city now. Mm-hmm. Just as like if you in Camden. If you got dudes from all over. So now we got the whole. So now you know what that do? I ain't got to be this one rapper that's competing against the 10,000 other people that rap in my city. Because that's all that goes on. Right. Like I tell dudes all the time. Why y'all? Oh, no, I'm cool. Because, and then it'd be like this. Us three from the same neighborhood. We might have been kicking. I might have been rapping first. I'm buzzing. All of a sudden, Gil went to rap. Now, all of a sudden, you want to rap. So now, I'm splitting traction. I'm splitting fans. Now, we splitting people because now, your cousins and them, they just want to rock with you. No, he really better than Wild Love.
Yep, that's what he really.
And that's all you see in these days. So now, it ain't nobody even thinking about the business structure of, of rap no more. Everybody just want to rap and get on and go get a deal and not knowing that. Build your own, get your own traction, get your leverage, and then go and own your shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's just crazy.
So we let's wrap that segment up. We got the top 10. We made it about 11. We ain't, necessarily, they ain't got to be in that order, but those are probably the most top 10, 11 motherfuckers that was most.
Well, we agree on the top dog.
Absolutely.
Dr. That's it. Dre. We agree on Dre.
Okay.
There ain't no doubt about that.
Let's get in the segment of who would you be?
Who would you be?
You on parole.
Okay. That's...
You violate your parole.
So, you're in the office. You're in the PO office.
Your PO call you in, yeah.
You're sitting there.
Come on.
Hey, PO.
I'm going to send you to jail.
Oh, shit.
If you can't get a job in 2 hours.
So you leave.
2 hours.
2 hours. You got to come back, and they got to say they're hiring you somewhere in 2 hours.
In 2 hours.
I'm shooting at McDonald's.
The only job that's open for you is, number one, security at Woody's. You got to be the frisker. You got to be the. You got
to
be the.
Explain to people that don't know what's Woody's.
Woody's is a gay bar, so you got to be the. So you got to be the frisker, and
That's not a job.
Frisk man.
That's you got to be the frisk man at Woody's.
Pat down. Okay.
And the thing is, we all straight, so that's why it would be a big thing.
Yeah.
You feel
us.
What I'm saying? For us, if you're
doing the job,
right? But so, or you would have to be Tekashi 6ix9ine security when he come home from jail with you unarmed.
No gun.
Oh, you ain't got no strap.
It's just you by yourself.
You got to walk with him everywhere. You ain't got no strap, dude. You his security.
Wallow right. Cool with that because he's got the glass dragon powers. Catch bullets in his
teeth. I'm not. No. No.
Or,
I'm not.
Or you got to. Or you could get hired to be a high school mascot.
Oh, that's easy.
Like, just put a costume on?
I'm going to be a mascot. Hey, come on, crowd.
My nigga. That's the ultimate. First of all, that's the ultimate fucking loser.
Hold on. You saying somebody a loser because they earn their money with a costume?
I got to put a costume on.
Wait, hold on.
Two crazy jobs.
Okay, hold on. You're a grown ass man.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. You 40 years old.
Okay.
On parole.
Hold on. You gonna go be the mascot at Cherry Hill East? You the Cherry Hill Cherries. You a 40-year-old man. You throw a big ass cherry on. You come all out. You want to? You're a fucking loser.
What are
you
talking
about? This the ultimate loser.
The ultimate loser is him or the nigga in jail.
Both.
No, you're not going to jail.
No, this is what I'm saying.
You got three jobs.
What I'm saying, he's saying that's the ultimate loser. It's like, no, he's trying not to be the ultimate loser. He's trying to be free. He's trying to be free. He want to put the cherry on his head.
Yeah, I'll put the cherry on top.
I don't want to be free.
You got the cherry on top.
I'm at Cherry Hill East High School, and I'm a Cherry Hill Cherry.
Hold on,
I'm 40 years old.
So you're trying to say Rita's Water Ice?
I'm 40 years old.
You saying Rita Water Ice dude that be outside and shit?
He's a loser.
Oh, shit.
That nigga's a loser.
What about the Sixers dude?
The dude from the Sixers.
Let me tell you something. He might actually be getting a check. But let me tell you something.
Is he a loser?
No. Let me tell you something.
Because that's his team, Sixers.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. A motherfucker get you to throw a Batman outfit on right now and walk around with him if he gave you $300,000 a year, you be fucking.
He ain't getting no $300,000.
No, what I'm saying is, so it's a difference. That nigga that's outside dressed up as a fucking lemon water ice at Rita's, that nigga's making $850. The fuck is you talking about? $11.
He taking care of his fucking
family. He not in jail.
He's a loser. Listen, I don't give a fuck what you say.
I don't
say.
Care what
if
he
If you're
said,
a high school mascot listen, at you know, 40 listen, years old.
I'm going to be the best high school mascot in the country.
Let me tell you something.
We're going to have the battles. I'm going to all the battles.
He said he going to kill it so much the Sixers is going to
hire
him.
Cherry on top. Cherry.
I know.
Let's go, Cherries. All that dumb shit. Yeah. I'm not going to this joint. And I'm not going down there and Woody's.
That's some low key Chester Molester shit.
I'm not
40.
No, that is not.
You 40 all. You walking into the locker room. Them niggas throwing their uniforms on. You stepping into a fucking cherry. You 40 years old. They like, look at old. Oh, he's a fucking nut. Look at this nigga. This nigga's a nut ass nigga. Oh, hey, nigga.
Yo, everybody, it's honorable having a job,
listen,
man.
Listen, listen. They sitting on the bench. Nigga sitting on the bench.
Don't listen.
Nigga sitting on the bench. He run by with the chair. And on young was like, this nut ass old head, like. This nut is like, well, first of all, the high school mascot is supposed to be somebody that goes to the fucking high school. Not a 40-year-old fucking man.
It was a job.
Man.
I had to take the job.
Listen, man.
If I got to take the job, I'm taking the job.
Okay, so you being a high school mascot, you're a fucking loser.
Shout out all the mascots out there.
Shout out
all the
Shout out to all the losers.
I'll be the mascot.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not, I'd rather be a cherry on top out here than a cherry on top in the cell.
Cherry on bottom.
So what you'll be?
How you going? No,
nigga,
like
I'm with the Cherry Hill Cherries, nigga.
Because I'm not being 6'9", but they're not shooting me, man. Because they getting you out the way. Oh, yeah. Especially they see me. Oh, yeah, he know that karate shit shooting.
Fuck that.
I'm done. Like, you being 6'9", that's not going to work.
I can't be no fucking mascot.
So you're going to be at the you gonna be at Woody's? You're going to be at Woody's patting down Woody's? Is you going to be at Woody's patting down Woody's?
First of all, I ain't patting down no Woody's.
No,
fuck
no, no, no. Woody's.
He got a gun.
He got a gun. Oh, no, it's not. That's it's
him,
not
like,
a gun.
They're like, no, that's him. That's all him. Oh, all right. I thought he had a gun on him. Like, you know what type of shit that is? Like, your name is on. He got a every day you. He got a gun.
Yo, all and then the fact that niggas gonna be like, yo, I saw Gil. Like, I saw Gil coming out of Woody's.
He was wrestling.
He was taking somebody down.
Hold on.
So you think the kids ain't gonna film me putting that fucking cherry on in the fucking high school?
I'm a nut.
No, I'm not cool.
You know I don't care.
I'm not cool.
I don't care.
They be talking about damn.
This nigga went from
rapping to running around with a cherry outfit on.
You gotta
on.
Put the red tights this on. Went, you gotta have a red tights on too.
Fuck.
So you in a joint like this? Yo, Youngie, help me with this.
Better than frisking a nigga in some red tights, nigga.
It's free.
I'm gonna keep it all the way real. Because securities nowadays, they don't search niggas anyways, bro.
He gonna just let niggas walk in with the Mac 11. He don't give a fuck.
Go ahead and get the gun on. Because let's be for real, you never hear about no shootings at a gay bar. You never hear about shit going
man,
down
shit,
at a gay bar.
Piece, that shit what happened you mean, in
Yeah, man. That was a super
they
tragic.
They went crazy. No.
Super
See,
tragic.
Yeah, you would have meant no.
That was super
you got
tragic.
That come in.
And
you
that
got
was
hate,
very recent.
You got hate
Listen,
crimes
first of
out
all,
here.
First of all,
people be mad at people because of whatever their gender is and whatever they is.
But first of all, I don't have anything against
We don't, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, so
if you security, you got to protect these people. You can pay.
I'm not
protecting.
First of all, let me tell you something.
You got to protect
security.
People.
Don't protect niggas.
The no, I'm fuck just, are I'm
you
just talking saying.
About? Security is
safe.
Some bootleg
you're
niggas.
It safe.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what security is.
Shout out to all the security companies.
Security is some bootleg niggas that's getting a check. The fuck is you talking about?
If I'm security, I'm letting you know right now. If I'm ever security somewhere, I'm going to the end of the earth about my
okay,
job.
Okay, hold on. Let me tell you what.
I'm going to be security.
Let me tell you what these security niggas. Ain't never going to do.
What?
Jump in front of fucking bullets
that's,
like the CIA.
No, that's a lie.
They ain't doing that.
That's a lie.
So let me tell you something.
If you're under my watch and
okay.
I'm doing, and I'm
okay,
handling
wait,
the security.
Hold on. Let me tell you one thing that all security niggas know. Because what's one thing that 99% of security niggas got
martial
in common?
Arts.
No. What's one thing? They're all big. So guess what? When that hot shit get to flying, guess what them big niggas understand? I'm the easiest nigga to hit.
A lot of elite niggas not big. They just like some ordinary soldiers and
come
shit.
Come on, my nigga. Dude, you, security. You ain't
talking about
the
regular
fucking
security.
Yeah,
he's talking about
like
them type of
yeah,
security.
Yeah,
he's talking about
niggas
bouncers.
Like this.
He's talking about bouncers.
To if you make them niggas fight you for more than one fucking minute, them niggas is dead fucking tired.
Yeah, he's talking about bouncers.
So let's be for real.
But the Tekashi 6ix9ine niggas
on.
Might jump in front
Hold
of a bullet because they like
Hold
this.
On.
I need this nigga to live or they don't get a check the next day because you know he getting around the clock security, right? Yeah.
Let me tell you something about because I don't know how many shootouts you niggas been in, but let me tell you about when that hot shit start flying.
Niggas been in shootouts, but go ahead.
Niggas get skinny. The fuck is you talking about? All that. Bop, 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 bop. Where's that? Where's coming from? No! Bop, bop, bop! Oh, especially if that shit sound too close. Because when a nigga shoot and it's anywhere.
No, listen, let me just show you
when
something.
When a nigga shoot and it's anywhere close to you.
I don't know nothing
the
about
The first
that.
Thing you is you get the fuck skinny.
Let me just show you something, Gil.
Ain't no nigga. Gil. Bop, bop. Oh, where it's coming from?
No,
oh.
Wait,
hold on. It's prime example. You seen security with Lil Wayne. Sitting in a truck. Lil Wayne's in the hood. He's filming a video. Niggas walk on, up on the truck, bang on the window. Get out, nigga. Fuck it. Why is this nigga security still sitting in the motherfucking, in the front seat like this? Because, wait, hold on. These niggas look like they for real. These niggas look like they for real.
He said it wasn't Wallow.
Hold on.
Wasn't
these me. Niggas look like they for real, and I ain't finna die over Lil Wayne for $300.
I would have protected Lil Tucci. Not on my watch. And when it happened on my watch, I'm gonna tell you, this is how it go. Listen, this is how
you're gonna protect the little Tucci till they pulled that something. Pistol out and then you'd have turned into a little coochie.
Cash Money is an army better yet than a Navy.
That was a rap.
Let me tell you something. This is what would have happened.
That was a rap. I know them niggas.
Now, rule number one, let me just
that
show you.
That was a rap.
In case of danger.
Let me tell you all something? The gangsters around something? Cash Money before you continue. You Hot Boy Elton.
Mm-hmm. We ain't gotta worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
If I was Hot security, Beasel. I would have been a gangster out there.
Mm-hmm. But man, that's the only one.
And then on top of that, do you think
rest in peace, Killer Stone.
Do you think me?
Shout out to Busy.
I'm going to let something happen to
Pimpin' Magnolia, to Cito Tonto.
To my guy, Baby. Mm-mm. Not on my watch. Not the fuck I know. Now let me show you
what
something.
What you know?
Let me show you something.
Nigga to pull that pistol out on you, nigga. You to start bitching at a rapid rate.
And this is what I would have said. This is exactly
fuck
how
you
it
talking
went.
About.
This is
that's why nobody listen, never hired you for security,
listen,
nigga.
This, no, I had some security gigs. You didn't
no, you
know
didn't.
About them.
Because
I didn't want you to come
how,
around.
How would it have went?
This is what it would have went. Boom, boom, boom. That's the door. excuse me, what's going on out here?
Nigga, I told Lil Wayne to, hold on. I told Lil Wayne to get the fuck out the car, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? Pistol, slapped you right in your head with the
now,
gun.
Now, immediately.
Hit him right over the door. He wants no, you. No, he don't want me. No,
listen. He now, looking let me show for you. What would happen. Let me just show you guys.
He
let
looking
me,
for please, you.
Let me show
Wayne
you guys
would have said,
happened.
Damn.
Let me show you what happened.
Wayne would have said, goddamn, Wallow.
No, this is what would have happened.
Hold on. Let me tell you what Wayne would have said. He said, what, goddamn, Wallow? Why listen, you ain't use your karate
no,
shit?
This is what would have happened.
Why you, I thought, what happened to Karate Earl?
No, this one would have. No, this one would have happened. I'm gonna tell you what would have happened.
It's a karate, yeah.
Now, this one would have happened. I'd have got out. He would have said what he would have said. He'd have slapped me in the what's name. This where the game would have changed.
What?
Because I would
the game would have changed you to open the door. He wants
no, no,
you.
No, no,
he
no,
don't
no,
want me.
No, no. See, he got the game fucked up.
Okay.
I wouldn't have opened the door. The first sign of defense is when he hit me with the pistol on my head. It's. What's the first sign? You know you're a martial artist?
You retreat, nigga.
No. I'm going to test your status, Dev.
Yeah, let's see what he knows.
Yeah, what is you talking about after you get hit in the head with a gun? Go.
After you get hit in the head with a gun.
The first thing to do is grab your shit, make sure you ain't leaking. Let me show you what everybody do.
Listen. No. Because I've been hit in the head before with firearms in danger. The first thing a true martial artist do is... catch the blood from going into your eyes. Once I did that as a warrior, my warrior instinct, I would have cord the blood. After I'd have cord the blood, I had to immediately make sure that this was blood. And then I get in my stance. Once, let's hold. Now peep the stance.
We listen. America is listening.
Listen, once I get in my stance. From right here. And this is immediately. He's right there with the gun. Now, as soon as that happens, as a true martial arts, and I'm going into defense. Now, my martial art vocal tone, that leave. Oh, family, we ain't had to do all that. We didn't even have to do that.
Okay, so now you talking to a nigga that ain't really what to talk. Didn't I tell you
no,
go
no,
Wayne?
Hold, hold,
didn't I tell you get Wayne
before,
out there? Didn't I tell you get Wayne out there truck, nigga?
Before he shoot me again. I'm Pat. Listen, peep game. This is when the retreat. This is when true martial artists, smart ones, come into contact. Once I catch the blood and identify that his blood is real. Before anything happened. Ho, brother. This ain't had to happen. First of all.
It already happened. No. I slapped you already, nigga.
First of all.
Didn't I tell you get Wayne off the
first
truck?
First of all, bitch-ass security, nigga.
Shot your toe.
He's not going to shoot me that quick.
Blew your fucking pinky toe off.
You know why he's not going to shoot me? Because as soon as I get out and I identify that the liquid on my head is blood and I catch it, I'm immediately, ho, that's not, we don't have to, don't worry about Wayne. What you're looking for is right here. Here go the back. Here go his jewelry. Here goes money. We didn't have to go this far. You didn't even have to do that. If that's what you wanted, you just could have told me that. And excuse me. Wayne, come on, get up out of here. Talk to these guys. They just want to talk to you. Like, that's true security. Real, I'm real security. Security is to secure your life.
So you're the teller at the bank of Wayne.
You're the teller. Bag, the jury. They go to the book bag. Jury, the money. They got 150 grand is here.
Security is supposed to secure your life.
That's the first rule of security. Anybody out there doing security, secure your life first.
That's a fact.
Because I'm going to secure mine. Mm. So, you know. But a lot of people.
Get the fuck out.
That's a fact.
I'm not playing about this.
Happened to Tiger in Philly. It's a fact.
Happened to a lot of niggas in Philly.
It's a fact.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not going out like Willie.
Let's get into $1 million worth of game.
This $1 million worth of game is brought to you. Have you had any good hair lately? EverythingDivaGlam.com is also sponsored by Durag Danny and all the durags you can get. If you want a do-rag, get with Do-Rag Danny, who is
shut the
dead
fuck
brother.
Up, man.
And he wear do-rags if you got any good hair.
He wear do-rags and
but
hats.
Once again, this $1 million worth of game right here. Segment is brought to you by EverythingDivaGlam.com.
Yo, Gil, I need some games, son. He definitely from New York. He called me son. I've been fucking with this shorty for like 2 years, laying and spraying, smashing and dashing. But for some reason, I can't make this chick come. It makes me feel like I'm not putting in work. But she loved the way I puts it down. And she the only chick that I haven't made come yet. And at times it's frustrating. How would you take this? You ain't measuring up, player.
You're coming up short, actually. Yeah,
you don't push the cake to the back of the oven.
Yeah, you're not, sorry. Your life is fucked up.
Let me tell you something, though.
You're in trouble.
Let me tell you something, though. Because it's also about how you deliver the dick. You know what I mean? Like, how your DD out here is everything. How you deliver that dick. Oh, that's a triple D.
Yeah.
Deliver that dick.
Yeah, that was new.
To a woman. A lot of niggas think because they jump in the pussy and they go 100 miles an hour. And
they going in straight forward pumps.
nigga like this.
Straightforward.
Nigga don't arm. He'll snap.
Yeah, he'll hit no angles.
He'll hit no angles.
You gotta
he'll
hit angles.
No walls. He'll come up, go down. He'll take the bitch skin. So you gotta have a little length to take the bitch skin, yeah. Right? This skin. Right? This skin. You arch the back from the back,
get
right?
To him.
And you. Then you come off the cliff on that bitch.
Yup.
Yeah.
You got to bring it off.
You hear me? See, a lot of niggas think they be tearing the pussy up. Nigga get in and go 20 minutes straight like this.
Yeah.
And they done.
You got jab from different angles, man.
Right. And this shit like boxing.
Everything is
this
about.
This shit like boxing.
Everything is about the stroke. Once you grab that hair, right, you wrap that hair around your whole wrist. And you got to give it to him from.
Talk to me.
And then, God forbid if you got the mirror, you got the mirror.
you gotta,
I'm talking about you gotta rip him out the frame. An old school. You gotta give him a rough ride. Oh, this is gonna be a rough ride, girl. You gotta sit straight up.
Yo.
You gotta pipe him down, man.
Yo.
I'm gonna keep real. The way you was just swinging, that was a little spicy.
No, it wasn't, man.
That's how you gotta fuck that thing.
So you be having a spicy look?
You got,
too?
Listen, you, man, listen, whatever you want to call it, man, you gotta have the angles.
You gotta hit the walls. That shit got they you gotta pipe him down. But my man right there, his life is fucked up. He's done. He did everything possible.
He
coming up
like
short.
Just straight Terminator.
You know why? Because it's a combination of two things. One or two things.
Oh, my God.
Either his dick's too small to hit the spot that it need to hit to activate her waterfall, or her pussy's too big. But either one, ain't that motherfucker ain't matching
up. I know. His life is fucked
up. Hold on.
And then he say, she never made me come, but she happy with the sex.
Hold on, but has anybody made her bust off? Has anybody made her bust off if she fucked a bunch of niggas and don't bust off? Is it like she got an issue?
So hold on. So you've had sex with women before and they don't come?
No, never. But what I'm saying is there's women that... Okay. No, listen. Let's make sense.
be a grown up for a second. They talking about sex. Be an adult. If a woman is having sex,
what the fuck is this nigga talking about?
No, if a chick,
this nigga just what the niggas? How he just turned into a nigga's uncle? The fuck is he talking about? Being a dell?
No, you're
being a dell.
You're never had. Think about this.
Sex education.
If his girl has sex with a bunch of people in her life, and she never bust off, maybe she has something wrong with her that why she can't bust off. Or is he saying she be busting off with other niggas, but when he hit it, she not busting off?
Let me just ask you this question. Have you ever heard of a dick that can bust? I mean,
it got to be. He told me about a push to start dick.
I'm saying, but his. But what I'm saying is, his man dick ran out of gas.
He said his boy dick broke. Got a penis pump put in the dick, and you press a button on the balls, and it make his dick turn on.
Hey, but listen, but his man dick ran out of gas.
He got to push to start dick.
Just the whole twist.
Man got a push start.
Just the whole twist.
He got the 2020 dick.
Listen, the whole twist. A lot of these pills. Let me explain something to you. A lot of these pills for erectile dysfunction. I did research on it, and I've talked to my homie about it. That's what happened to him. They taking the pills when they don't need the pills. They want to go longer, but you already get erection, and sometimes it's reversing on people. You see what I'm saying?
That's how he ended up with a pump.
Because this is what he told me. He said a lot of people. That was going to the places that he was going, these penis specialists or whatever, that's what they was doing. They said everything was cool, but they was popping. You know how dudes overdriving, and they reversed it, and it messed their piece up.
Bionic dick, dog. It's crazy.
Nigga dick ran out of gas on the E-Way, man.
And he only 25.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
25. He was popping
with
like crazy.
With a push starting dick.
He was popping it, but he also used to get high some shit. So I don't know.
That's what burnt his dick out.
That's probably what
the Percocets burnt the dick out. It ain't nothing to do with the rhinos.
He told me that shit. I'm like, damn.
It ain't had nothing to do with the Hulkamaniacs. Don't put that on Hulk name. You putting smut on Hulk name. Wait a minute, brother. What are you going to do?
He's like, I'm going to keep going.
Fucking putting that smut on Hulk name. Fucking right, I'm going to keep going. Toot love when I pop the Hulkamaniacs.
See, now y'all see, he was lying on me all the time. He said it was me. I'll be telling y'all he be lying on me.
Hey, listen.
He let him hawks.
Who's the top five baddest actress of all time? Number one's Halle Berry. Number one.
Halle Berry.
Hold on, the top five?
Shania Lathan.
Vanity for me, man. Because I can't.
We're not talking about skills.
What?
We're not talking about skills in an acting.
I'm talking about looks. We talking about
Vanity
look.
Was set. Vanity,
because I got to count time periods. Vanity was crazy, and so was I hate this bitch now, but Stacey Dash was crazy when we first saw her on the screen, bro.
I'm gonna keep it all the way real. Y'all know who I'm low key in love with? Khaleesi on Games of Thrones.
Bro, she's on my list, but not only as Khaleesi though.
I don't never seen
but
that.
But only as Khaleesi.
Yeah, I don't like her when she's regular.
What about Kerry Washington?
But I love Khaleesi.
Kerry Washington is bad, but she ain't in my top five. My top fizzle? Nah.
I fell in love. I seen so many episodes of Game of Thrones. I fell in love with Khaleesi.
So,
You got who?
Vanity is in my top
you got
five.
Vanity?
What do you think?
The Vanity is great. I think
Halle Berry's number one.
Kerry Washington being there. I'm not even gonna hold you. I was always growing up, I was always feeling Angela Bassett.
Wouldn't put her in my top five as a beautiful woman. Like,
what?
She was a beautiful woman.
See, when I'm thinking about y'all.
Angela Bassett had a little aggressiveness in the face.
Come on, yo, Gil.
No, she was beautiful.
Gil.
I don't think y'all understand.
Gil.
No, Gil.
Can you stop?
Y'all leaning. Why y'all leaning? It seemed like y'all leaning to lighter skinned women.
Nobody did that.
I only named Halle Berry and Khaleesi.
You want to see?
And one of them is white.
First off,
Khaleesi's white.
First off,
lighter skin.
Yeah, Khaleesi was what? Oh, see, he really tried to put you out
there.
That's
not light skin. That's pale skin, motherfucker.
I had Sanaa Lathan on my list because I really love the actual girl she was in Love and Basketball. Like I wanted her, like the actual character.
Cynthia Williams was in Morbid Blues. She was everything.
I'm just saying Angela Bassett a little strong looking in the face, man.
Y'all know who Freda Pinto is?
No.
I know who that is. I'm trying to think.
Slumdog Millionaire. She's ridiculous.
Yeah. You got her. You got a lot of, you got, you know.
So, Holly, listen, we know universally Holly got to be in the list because it's kind of like universal.
What about Jada?
J-Lo?
Jada. Janet was an actor too.
I'm not putting Janet in. Me not either. In the top five. No, me not either. In the top five. I say Stacey Dash got to go Latifah. In there.
Yeah, I think Queen Latifah is beautiful.
She ain't in the top. Stop, man.
I'm just saying.
You can't put Queen in there?
Yo, Gil trying to stir shit.
Give it to a Latifah. Give it to you and I, T.
My cousin put her on his top.
What's the top five women, baddest women rappers?
Hold on, we ain't even finishing this one?
No, we ain't finishing that.
Fuck that. We going right to the top five MC Lyte. I loved MC Lyte back in the day.
Hold up, baddest women?
There's a lot of new ones.
I love MC rappers. Lyte back in the day, though.
Back in the day,
y'all going back in the day when
said five, nigga. MC Lyte's on my list.
I really, really,
fuck as you talk.
Really,
and Roxanne Shanté.
Roxanne Shanté.
Nah. The DJ
both
John.
Both Roxanne Shanté's is bad.
What's the joint?
Sweet Tea.
What's the joint that worked in? She did Philly radio for a little while too. But back in the day, I
Moni in the middle.
Moni Love when I was a kid. Oh my God, bro.
She was legendary.
Spinderella.
Cardi B.
My mom loves
Spinderella. You like Cardi B?
Cardi. You got to say a lot of them. Nicki, Megan.
So we making the top.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. Right now was the era of the women.
Yeah, they going in.
Because I'm going to keep it all the way real. The women is killing the niggas.
Yeah.
These women rappers is killing the niggas.
They going in.
Because look how shit totally changed. In order for a woman to be relevant and rap,
they used to have to be with a crew.
They had to be with somebody. They had to be with some niggas. Some niggas had to validate them.
Like Jay really came out with Foxy was right there. Ain't no nigga.
And right.
Like
Nicki Minaj. Kim. Nicki Minaj had to go get with Cash Money. But now you got women that's blowing.
By themselves.
And they blowing on their own.
Getting the bag.
Tierra Whack. Ain't got no crew. Cardi B. Ain't got no crew. Megan Thee Stallion.
One of my favorite rappers.
Megan ain't got no crew.
It's Lady London.
She's fire, dog.
Lady London is a monster.
Rapping, she's a monster. Crazy.
Yeah.
Rennie Rucci, dope.
I like Rennie.
Yeah, Rennie Rucci.
You know what I mean? But shout out to all the women that's doing them things. Killing them. Rocky. Gotta give them amazing.
Major shout out to all the women.
All the women.
Mecca, everybody.
They killing these
Just
niggas.
Just Frenchie. Bree Steegs,
yep. They killing these niggas, man.
They coming hard. There's a bunch of them.
That Lady London joint could rap her ass off.
Lady London
nigga.
Be destroying.
She's pretty.
She be destroying. Graduated, educated. She just be destroying.
Okay, I hear you getting your rap bag.
Yeah, I used to spit back in the day.
Graduated, educated.
I wrote for Gil.
The fuck out of here.
Wrote your rap, stop lying.
So, who's the top five?
It's hard.
I'm putting Nicki in there. I got to.
You putting Cardi in there? I'm putting old Lil' Kim in there. I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
Nothing
was like when Lil' Kim dropped that poster with that pussy print.
Was everything in jail.
That was everything in jail.
That was everything in jail.
Hold on. What about that one joint that's like Ethiopian or something? Yo, that rap. She fire too. Yo, Kamaya bad rap, as hell.
Kamaya be spitting too from the Bay.
Oh. The rap. That's crazy. It's a shame I can't think of this chick that rap, man.
So five. Nicki, Cardi, Megan.
Lola Love. You talking about that's the baddest. Like
MC Lyte and Roxanne Shanté. That's
MC,
my five.
MC Lyte? Oh, we can. MC Lyte?
It's hard for me to get five. There's so many.
Good. Which try?
I know his. The Brat.
That was legend. She was legend. Missy,
he liked Bahamadia real heavy. He was a
Bahamadia, the Brat, Missy Elliott.
I'm just
and Heather B.
Heather B.
All Glocks down.
Hit him with the funky sound.
I can get down, man.
And whatever Kaya, you want.
And Kaya, my neck,
my back.
She's one of the most terrible rappers I've ever heard.
She was one of the most terrible looking bitches too. She was tangling twists like
Annie. I wasn't going to say that. I'm not here to disrespect people's love.
Kaya was tangling twists like Annie Ann's pretzel.
One of his favorites was Krayshawn. One big girl full of bad bitches. Gucci, gang, man. That was one of his favorites.
Yo.
So I got my five.
Yeah,
let's get into Stories from the Cell.
Stories from the Cell. I'm not going to say her name, but I got hooked up with this girl. You know, when I was in prison.
The old head. We already know I told
you're not talking about her. You stop lying. So listen. This segment of Stories from the Cell is called Shaking the Dice Under Pizza. So what happened was, it was a real thing. She come to see me. You know what I mean? I was just like, and we had a little ritual, what we do. She had come. Sometimes she'd be at the visit before. She'd be down there before I come out the back. The door pop. Or sometimes I'll be sitting there and the door pop. Pop. And they come, you know, you hear the door and then they come downstairs. So I'm sitting there this day. This is one of my best days because the pizza fell. This day, it was crazy. So we had trays. Your people come, they go to the vending machine, grab you a thing. They come down there with a picture ticket and all type of stuff. So she get the stuff, heat my pizza up and all that stuff. And usually, once she heat my pizza up and come sit back down, I'll put the tray like I'm holding the tray like this over over my what's name. And we had these jumpers, right? And I will always get a little slit in my jumper. Like, cause you can slip right here in the jumper. So she could just crack that joint open, right? And just go for what you broke. Or sometimes you can have your zipper down and my way go. So I had a little, this day, blessed. This hole was legendary. It was enough space. She went in that joint, wham! Grabbed him in the headlock. And so the whole time I'm like this, acting like I got the tray, right? But I got one part of the tray on the arm piece. Metal, and I'm trying to rip, like I'm ripping the pizza on, because she's shaking them dice up under the table.
How long you ripping this pizza, God?
Listen, it ain't take long.
That nigga was cream a week.
Because our hands were so soft, right?
And moisturized. Get the coffee, right? I'm creaming.
My hands were so soft and moisturized, you know, my hands
rough. That shit was rough as shit. You just never felt no hands on your dick in 10 years. Listen. Them bitches felt soft. She did the joint.
That's time my leg jumped.
Right? Bitch had drug dealer hands.
My leg jumped, right? Listen, but this was the only thing that saved me. My leg jumped. And the girl, like, you usually wait till the person leave. We had a standard person that'd be like there on the bubble. Like, it's not a bubble, it's like a big higher desk so they can see anything. He went on break. So it was a girl there that I knew, right? A CO chick. So when the joint fell, she just peeped over, was like, and smiled and just put her head back down. Like, I'm like, oh shit.
She let it ride.
I had to hurry up and grab the tray. I'm like, damn. I'm like,
so she broke you down off a hand job.
Listen to that.
He sent it trying to eat the pizza. That nigga said,
just imagine a motorcycle breaked up. Like, it was like,
nigga said.
It was like, man, listen, man. She shook them dice, right? The pizza dropped in there. I wasn't even worried about the pizza. I was so happy because it was like,
man, you was worried about a piece of mine.
I had the creamy boxers after
you
that.
You just spilled right on her hustler hands, huh? Yeah. She had hustler
back,
hands.
She went back, went to the bathroom.
But see, let me tell you something. See,
that was everything.
Hey, that's how you know he wasn't no real player. You just told on yourself. That's how you knew you wasn't no real player.
Because
a real player, she would have came right about the motherfucking joints.
Listen, man.
I couldn't wait to taste you, daddy.
Hey, listen, it was crazy.
She
though, like, man. Like talking about that.
She
shit,
like, let me go wash my hands on IV bag. That shit, taste you, player.
You know what's crazy?
She wiped that off on this nigga's jumper. Right. This nigga's jumper was filthy when he had to walk back to the
a jizz jumper. A JJ. Had a JJ, a jizz jumper.
Nigga.
So listen.
She wiped glazed donut shit all on.
Listen, and then you know how you, what's the name at the end? You all hugging and all. I shoot straight back. Listen, man.
Looking tired as hell.
Straight back. Like I really just got it in. I'm tired now. I'm going to take a nap and all this dumb shit. I slept it on to get back on the phone later on, right? Get on the phone with you. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That was a hell of a hand job you gave me.
I'm talking to you.
It was magnificent.
You know that was special, right? That was a special thing, man. We got to put that in business. That's a special day for us.
Now you know you told on yourself because I know you came home, put the jumper on, cut it, and told April to charge you with a pizza.
Nigga said your hand.
That's some chill shit.
He wanted to relive it.
I want
to
relive my moment.
April, I'm going to wear this jumper.
I want to relive yesterday.
He cut a hole in the onesie with the animal top shit on.
That nigga said your hand had me handicapped.
You paralyzed me. Your hand is paralyzing. Oh, my God.
That's crazy though.
Nigga,
that's
look
crazy.
At a whole porno book of just hands.
Around for the rest of the day with the cream of wheat boxes on.
I ain't even care. I went back and laid down, man. I was just tired. It was a wild. That was a wild lunch.
Ain't even take a shower and still had the creamy boxes on.
I took a shower later, but it was just like I needed to rest. She took my legs from me.
Now, whenever this nigga look at hustler hands, shit jump.
That jump was crazy.
We appreciate y'all tuning in.
Yeah,
this is another episode of $1 million worth
me,
of
me,
game.
Me.
I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
And it's just like that.
Right!